This is New England Public Radio News. We continue our spring music series now with the band Fat Astronaut. Members claim they hail from the funkier parts of Connecticut, not literally, but musically. As New England Public Radio's Joel Kaufman reports, their songs about love, politics, and how people connect are inspired by the daily life around them.
It's true, it's hard to hear, you don't want to hear it, but...
Fat Astronaut frontman and songwriter Chad Brown Springer wrote this song, Motherland, after watching an episode of Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown. It was a moment Brown Springer could have easily missed.
And in the background of that episode is a sort of chant similar to the one in Motherland that's playing that.
It was the riff that struck him. Brown Springer has an ear for riffs, and so does guitarist Mark Lyon. And together, a few years ago, they founded Fat Astronaut.
Chad and I met each other on a gig.
New Haven and Hartford have vibrant alternative music scenes, and both musicians frequently played with other bands and clubs.
And we got along really well, and I asked him if he would want to start a band.
Lyon is tuning his guitar while he talks, and Brown Springer is sitting across from him. He says it was another simple line of music he heard that helped him say yes.
To my recollection, he had a riff in his arsenal already that he'd been sitting on for a couple years and presented to a couple other singers and things, and it didn't work out. But then he played that, and I pretty much instantaneously had an idea.
Lyon's riff and Brown Springer's lyrics became the song Green Eyes. And Fat Astronaut is now a 7-member band of 20 and 30-somethings. Roe Godwin on harmony vocals and Dylan McDonald on flute also came to our studio and performed Green Eyes.
Knocking off my equilibrium. It's been a grip since I took my first steps, but I can't stand.
Who's that, that TV?
Judging by the kind of temperament that you got me feeling. This mass effect is a PDA. And I've always had a hard time reconnecting.
It's hard not to dance, or at least sway, listening to Fat Astronaut. And that's PH on the fat, and the S in astronaut is a dollar sign. They describe their sound as a mix of funk, soul, and R&B. It's composed using some unique time signatures, influenced by jazz and metal and Prince, Frank Ocean, D'Angelo. The produced version of Green Eyes is really different, and it was released on Fat Astronaut's first album.
I run my vocals through a couple vocoder pedals, and so I'll do some like live looping and vocal manipulation so I sound like a rapping chipmunk. My curiosity with vocal manipulation has now flown into the hands of Roe.
Singer Roe Godwin sees herself as a utility player in the band. She complements Brown Springer's lead vocals, making harmonies with that vocal pedal or otherwise.
I try to think in terms of what can I add to what's already here, as opposed to create something out of nothing, which is something that I do personally with my own music, but it's really nice to just like be involved in like some of like the smaller decisions of like how are we going to make this transition to this song, da da da.
Musicians in Fat Astronaut work hard, but they don't appear to have a rigid rule book. Their musical backgrounds are diverse. Some study classical, others jazz, and others didn't study music at all. Their interests are diverse. They are diverse, black, white, female, male. The game plan, or at least the dream, is that all 7 members of Fat Astronaut make a living in music. And right now, most have a day job in an office, a coffee shop, teaching music. 2 months ago, Brown Springer quit his day job, and he toured without the band and spent some time sleeping on his sister's couch, which is how he ended up writing this song, Puppy Love.
Don't look me in the face. Can you tell me where your mouth's been? I could smell it on your breath.
The music video of Puppy Love features the couch and an incredibly photogenic Yorkie named Milo.
You've been acting like a rude boy, probably thinking about a chew toy. No matter how old that you are, just know that you'll always be my dog.
Cute as the dog is, fun as the music is, Fat Astronaut has had a challenge selling its first album, almost totally by digital distribution.
Well, with our first record, The Fifth Dimension, we put it on like Bandcamp and Spotify.
Guitarist Mark Lyon also manages the band, and he's been watching the numbers.
And Bandcamp gives you stats on, you know, how many plays there are, how many downloads, stuff like that. And that record really kind of slipped under the radar.
Fat Astronaut is holding on to some recently recorded songs, all mixed and mastered, Lyon says, until they come up with a better business plan. And they also submitted an entry to the NPR Tiny Desk concert. There is a lot of competition out there, and the band isn't one thing, and that's why Godwin is optimistic.
Everyone is collectively stepping out of their corners of punk or jazz or funk or R&B or soul and kind of meeting in the middle. And I think that with a band like Fat Astronaut, where we struggle a lot with even naming a genre, I feel like that puts us in a good position.
A position in the middle of a hypothetical room, Godwin says, drawing those listeners out of their own corners. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman. It's all about the faces, all about the friends. Stacking up the girls, you be making friends.